inexorable force in the cosmos, where time and space converge. A place beyond man's vision, but not his reach. It is the most mysterious and awesome point in the universe. Where the here and now may be forever.
Nothing stops you, I can tell you. But we will succeed.
And that is an idea. Method. Came and saw
with this. The Nerd army of his that worship the man like a god.
I said, how does this compare to those great dogs? Dog.
If I told you how crazy it is, the web, it's a web.
I don't know if you know it. Law enforcement has become hot. They're hot.
Let's execute the baby. I'm proud to tell you that was actually my sick idea.
Who are all these people?
These are all his children, man, as far as you can see.
He's a poet, warrior in the classic sense.
where everything ends.
Very, very large brain.
Oh, China's so great. China's so great.
Great honor that you're here. But we do have a very special relationship.
Thank you. man. You know, according to the Washington Post, since taking office, Donald Trump has now made more than 10,000 false or misleading public statements. He's not just a pathological liar. He is now a mythological liar. And this is a staggering statistic. Trump managed to rack up 171 false or misleading claims in 3 days between Thursday of last week and Saturday. That averages 57 lies a day. And the lies are picking up steam. It took him 9 months to rack up the first 5,000 lies. The next 5,000 only took 7 months. If his lies were like on the stock market, it'd be like buying Apple at $10 a share. And the best part, I think, of when he lies is when he lies and then follows the lie with the words, it's true.
They say, Mr. President, congratulations on what you've done with this country. It's true.
Republicans have unleashed the greatest economic comeback in American history. It's true.
What the hell does Russia have to do with my campaign? It's true.
Democrats have become the party of crime.
It's true.
You know, in California, if you shoot a bald eagle, they put you in jail for 5 years. And yet the windmills wipe them all out. It's true. It's true. It's true.
It's true. You know, and it's true.
Ah, it's true.
It's true.
It's true.
It's true.
It's true.
It's true.
It's true. It's true.
But it's true.
It's true.
And it's true.
It's true.
Actually, that's true. It's actually true.
I, Donald J. Trump, do solemnly swear, goddammit, that I will faithfully stay totally exonerated by telling Congress to go to hell. Because I am and shall remain the best president ever in the history of the universe. I will, to the best of my inability, preserve, protect, lie, conceal, obstruct, sue, and defend the founding articles of incorporation for the Trump Organization. So help me, Vladimir. Oh, it's on. Am I a fighter or what, people?
No, I'm in Atlanta, bro. We'll be back, though, nigga. We'll be right back.
We'll lift when I flip the clutch. Days when I wasted a lot. Some days I was waste like plums. That ain't been ate for months. Mom's in this place to glum. Food that I ate, hate my tum. Can't settle fairy tales, skim pebbles. Raised in slum. Somehow I gotta make me some. I ain't trying to stay on mum's. Mom said don't play with guns. Banging, I ain't playing on drums. Slanging in under no thumb. Make me draw for my thumb. Putting up, I ain't eating crumbs. Get rich, then you die, don't mean that one. Come on.
Hey. Snapchat. Twisted on the time. Only my mother's in the front. Damn, my mother's in the trunk tight. But we in this mother, real tight. I ain't left. But it ain't right.
Could be anyone that wouldn't be me. Believe in everyone except from me. All I need is TLC. Block it out with THC. You would know if you seen what I seen. It ain't smooth like Maybelline. Tell me out like 1, 2, 3. Proof I'm gone, said my mood was strong. But it between my teeth, said I'm moving long. Do you know where I've been? Back and forth to Timbuktu. Still I come through like Mr. Sheen. Dealing with Charlie Sheen's. Sad time, can you play the strings? No cut, no scene. Looks to kill when I got ID.
Assaulter. There are so many things you could say about the president, that he's vicious, vindictive, stupid, unattractive, unloved, and will die alone. But what can we say that Melania hasn't already said? So tonight, I really want to focus on what a fucking coward he is. And you can't listen to a comedian razz you for 5 minutes. Barack Obama did it. George W. Bush did it. You know who else has been roasted? Justin fucking Bieber. Justin Bieber is braver than you, and he is a man who once let a monkey go to jail for him. And I know, technically, you had a Comedy Central roast too, but that was apprentice Donald Trump, not President Donald Trump. That's like roasting Hitler for his use of watercolors. Here are some people who are braver than you. Christine Blasey Ford. 23 women who said that you sexually assaulted or harassed them. The undocumented immigrants who worked at Mar-a-Lago and spoke out about you. He does have a sweet side. Did you see him talking to a group of children this week? He advised the kids not to do drugs while the kids asked, "What are you doing in our dressing room, sir?" The Mueller report finally came out last week. Of course, there's still a lot we don't know. I don't want to say that the Mueller report was excessively redacted, but there was so much black on it, Trump demanded to see its birth certificate. There was so much black ink, the Virginia governor is dressing up as it for Halloween.
How dumb is he? What is wrong with this president? How dumb is he?
The purpose of a journalist is to hold people in power accountable.
Now, we're going to vet the president. We're going to talk about his vacation, his golfing.
Two golf outings for the president cost $2.9 million. That alone is amazing.
Should a president, the leader of the free world, be on a social network tweeting?
No.
He's kind of a celebrity president. He's kind of like Ryan Seacrest.
This is a president who does not really know what he wants to do. He simply wants to be popular with everybody, every audience before which he stands.
The president seems almost obsessed with cable TV, or am I wrong?
This is a president who rules by executive authority, executive action.
When he's not doing executive actions, he's out on the golf course.
The president heads to Florida for a boys' weekend of golf.
Yes, this president is the beneficiary of the vision and the action of his predecessor.
The rule used to be a sitting president doesn't criticize his predecessor, especially by name.
Has any president in your lifetime taken on this kind of tone, this kind of harshness, either towards his predecessor or towards a single media outlet? I have never seen this before.
DJ Furious George here. This is WCOM LPFM Chapel Hill Carborough. We're late in a late night Thursday night. It's part of this micro-powered, fun WCOM community-based radio experience. This is the Furious George Show. We do this every Thursday at 10 and go into the late night with our fun, crazy new music that we happen to have stumbled upon over the last few weeks. And then we also weave in some craziness that we love to keep around. Not just from the music dial, but also from the internets, where we happen to have some apocalyptic fun going down in the news today. So we'll just keep that going. As you probably know, if you've listened to the Furious George Show, if not, caution, the show may be offensive to some members in our listening audience. You can learn more about those fun shows at furiousg.blogspot.com, where me and other fun DJs help step in. I'm in here right now with DJ Eddie Abbey, rocking out. We're going to keep doing that, and also with lots of fun help from the incredible local music scene down here. We've had in
last month, the Dream Fest, which is just rocking out down there in Dorothea Dix. We also had, let me just say, the Dream Fest, which is incredible. I got to go there and represent WCOM, and we had some serious fun that weekend. In fact, the guy I was playing a lot on the early part of this particular show, J.I.D., is a guy who blew my mind. And then, of course, J. Cole, who is a Kakalaki guy and also sponsored the entire thing and made it happen and put all the money toward benefit. So I just want to throw some shouts to that incredible thing that went down. Dreamfest. Hopefully it'll come back. Rockin' fun time. And then also, we had a great experience this last weekend at Moog Fest, which Furious has represented WCOM FM for the last, I don't know, 6 or 7 years since they've been doing it. Started off in Asheville in 14, and we've been actually spotlighting a lot of their music. I mean, Moog synthesizer, folks. All the music you basically hear on most fun wavelengths comes out of a Moog synthesizer, and so they have this huge Moog Fest. So I like to play lots of Moog-inspired music, including this there in the background, Zavala, which I have taken the liberty of slowing down a little bit, sometimes reversing. Which you would know all about the Furious show. And also, we're going to be this weekend at the Shaq Hippie Hills, Shakuri Hills, rocking fun time down there in Chatham County, which also WCOM has been kicking out some free tickets to. We also gave some free tickets to the Moog Fest. And, you know, there's so much fun music happening in the area that it's just great to be here in the middle of the record spinning around. Backwards and forwards. I'm furious!
The president doesn't know exactly what to do correctly.
The president's budget that he gave today, all right, doesn't cut any deficit. It increases the debt
for the man.
Bullets, I'm loading my clips, I'm writing down names, I'm making a list, I'm checking it twice and I'm getting them hit. The real ones been dying, the fake ones is lit. The game is off balance, I'm back on my the Bentley is dirty, my sneakers is dirty, but that's how I like it. You all on my I'm all in my bag, as hard as it get. I do not throw powder, I might take a sip, I might hit the blunt, but I'm liable to trip. I ain't popping no pill, but you do as you wish. I roll with some fiends, I love them to death. I got a few mil, but not all of them rich. What good is the bread if my is broke? What good is first class if my can't sit? That's my next mission, that's why I can't quit. Just like LeBron, get my more chips. Just put the rollie right back on my wrist. This watch came from Drizzy, he gave me a gift. Back when the rap game was praying like this, to act like two legends cannot coexist. But I never beef with a for nothing. If I smoke a rapper, it's gonna be legit. It won't be for clout, it won't be for fame. It won't be cause my ain't selling the same. It won't be to sell you my latest little sneakers. It won't be cause some slid in my lane. Everything grows, it's destined to change. I love you little I'm glad that you came. I hope that you scrape every dollar you came. I hope you know money won't erase the pain. To the OGs, I'm thanking you now. I was watching you when you was paving the ground. I copied your cadence, I mirrored your style. I studied the greats, I'm the greatest right now. If you feel me, you ain't got a choice. I ain't do no promo, still made all that noise. This shit gon' be different, I set my intentions. I promise to slap all that hate out your voice. You can count me out, I'm counting my bullets, I'm loading my clips, I'm writing their names, I'm making a list, I'm checking it twice and I'm getting them hit. The real ones been dying, the fake ones is lit. The game is off balance, I'm back on my shit. The Bentley is dirty, my sneakers is dirty, but that's how I like it. You all on my d- I just poured something in my cup. I've been wanting something I can feel. Promise I am never letting up. Money in your palm will make you real. Foot is on their neck, I got them stuck. I'ma give them something they can feel. If it ain't about to swat, don't give a fuck.
I'm dead in the middle of two generations. I'm little bro and big bro all at once. Just left the lab with young 21 Savage. I'm about to go on me, jigger for lunch. Had a long talk with the young Kodak. Reminded me of young from Phil. Straight out the project, no faking, just honest. I wish that he had more guidance for real. Too many in a cycle of jail. Spending their birthdays inside of a cell. We coming from a long bloodline of trauma. We raised by our mamas, Lord, we gotta heal. We hurting our sisters, the babies as well. We killing our brothers, they poison the well. Distorted self-image, we settle the fail. I'ma make sure that the real gon' prevail. I just poured something in my cup. I've been wanting something I can feel. Promise I am never letting up. Money in your palm don't make you real. Put it on their neck, I got them stuck. I'ma give them something they can feel. If it ain't about to swat, don't give a f. Pistol in your hand don't make you real.
Shit, never had shit, never knew shit, never out, never do shit, never. You can never gave two shits, but never been a bitch, never had a bezel on the wrist, never had shit, I'ma take, never asking, give me this, give me that shit, give me a little thing, nigga, give me a little thing, nigga, give me a little thing.
Never had a real dollar to my name, bruh, shit been lame, bruh, I ain't even in this shit for the fame, bruh, it's the pain, bruh, most of the niggas I came up with haven't came up and doing the same stuff, but I haven't came up, this really ain't up. Niggas thinking that they fucking with G, y'all got the game fucked up tremendously. Can't fuck with the mind of a mental fiend who dig deep in the depths when he in too deep. I crap on the steps where the demon sleeps and yell belch to my lord what he means to me. Oh my god, do be mean to me. In the ride with the Venus 3, and it's not what it seems to be. I could die, I could fly, I could try very easily. I'm a guy in a giant, she's a Barbie thing, I probably won't buy it. Bird bitch take flight, no pilot. Served it, curve bitch, no bias. Back up, kick back timing. I gotta get on stage, you better get on page. I had you looking out the window, painter, in the rain or anything, but in a way, yeah, if I say this, what it is, forget the lift. Now, what's my point? Now, I forget. Now, this bitch got me fucking up my script. Fuck this shit, I got this shit. Get it to the point, everybody said it from the block and shit, with Glocks and shit, and popping, pippin', trapping, sipping lean. Y'all niggas fall for anything. You got the plug and meta, ain't? Kingpin, you a pin king.
Kingpin, you a pin king.
Bye bye, niggas, instinct. Try eye, nigga, risky. Front of wrist piece, niggas shooting like the 60s.
Never been shit, never had shit, never knew shit, never out, never knew shit. Damn, but a nigga never gave no shit.
Like golf, Mr. President. You play a lot of that.
Big email person. This is high technology stuff.
Now you have to open up things, press a computer, takes you 15 minutes. But the computer that picks up a phone.
I have a son. He's 10 years old. He has computers.
He's using the computer so much.
He is so good with these computers. It's unbelievable.
He's playing with the computer. We have it on. And we said, wait a minute. We had it unlocked. You needed a sequential number.
Now the cyber is so big.
Cyber attack is a new big problem.
Cyber is very, very tough.
You have much hacking going on.
Hacker.
Some guy with a 200 IQ that can't get up in the morning. We talk about the hacking.
Hacking's bad. Could be somebody sitting on their bed that weighs 400 pounds.
You know, they're using the internet better than we use it.
Using the internet to take our children's minds.
Yeah. We're losing a lot of people because of the internet. And we have to do something. We have to go see Bill Gates.
They want to have the internet run by the world?
All I know is what's on the internet.
Right. What you call a chick that don't suck dick, you don't. And if you think you're finna come up this, you won't. Down comes the boogie and up jumps the funk. This beat taking the beat and got hand out the lumps. Damn, baby, your ass stand out and pump. That's outstanding. Stand outside until your man come. Or you can leave with the kid, we could plan some. You know I came from the dirt like a sandstorm. Nigga, this a 3-point and 100. Will Chamberlain with the hand dunk. Shorty love G, let me turn into a hand puppet. She moan, sound like German or something. Run game, bitches think I'm Todd Gurley or something. Give me a jersey, I done ball so hard I caught a hernia. Will your bitch out my bed in the gurney. You got to leave, little mama, the clock's turning. I hit the first Ray J and run Jeremy. They bleed like us, so
them
niggas
records that you don't want us to know about.
Got more glow than Jim barely scratching the fucking surface. You need work, you need purpose. Everybody good, everybody trap perfect. Everything cool, don't nobody act nervous. Just to know the fact that your favorite rap nigga is a sap nigga. We don't dap niggas, get the rap from the ratchet. Get the pack out the package. Little savage ass, ratchet ass, bastard ass, having ass, rapping ass, jacking ass. Wait, finna blast green dots in the cash, penny pad, minivan, penny dabbing with that bullshit, nigga.
I wake up to the bull like I usually.
Give me a quickie.
It is the center of your life.
Wow, that's a tough cookie.
It is everything you hear.
Like a wonderful, beautiful baby.
Everything you see.
Nuclear explosions and a lot of things.
Everything you feel.
Brooklyn. Spent a lot of time in Brooklyn.
It is everything you are.
Presidents. Dictators. Prime Minister. Kings, queens, everybody.
Thoughts can kill, can kill.
And frankly, the internet does cause problems.
Robert Mueller refused to say whether Trump had committed obstruction. It's kind of weird that he is taking that as a win. It's like if you went to a restaurant and the waiter said, I don't have evidence that the cook dipped his balls in your chopped salad, but I also don't have evidence that he didn't. You would not eat that salad. I hope you enjoyed your salads, everybody. We also know that Sarah Huckabee Sanders admitted she lied to the press, calling it a slip of the tongue in the heat of the moment. Lying isn't a slip of the tongue. A slip of the tongue is how Donald Trump greets women he's never met. Now, look, I know I have to tread lightly with Sarah Huckabee Sanders. I could say Sarah Huckabee Sanders has admitted to lying through her teeth, and the story tomorrow would be that I insulted her teeth, but I would never. Sarah Huckabee Sanders' looks are the best thing about her. She has shiny hair and pretty eyes and a lovely complexion. But on the inside, hideous as a pinworm in an anus. On the inside, that woman is 90% taint. And I mean that medically. I talked to my taint doctor. She said it's very serious. I don't even know how she breathes. Just head to toe taint meat. Anyway, she's beautiful. Ha, ha, ha. Trump is a classic bully, so he loves to push people around, but he's too insecure to handle even the slightest ridicule. So on the off chance he's watching our show tonight because Tucker Carlson ran out of racism or something, I'd like to put him at ease. Hey there, Chance. I know you're scared of being the butt of a joke, but we can try to fix that. I'll tell you what. The next time you're feeling a little weak in the knees and aren't sure how to face something scary, maybe you can go down to the holding facility in Brownsville and ask a preschooler you've stolen from his parents for some pointers. You'll be able to face big bullies like me in no time.
Maybe in certain areas, closing that internet up in some way. Somebody will say, oh, freedom of speech, freedom of speech. These are foolish people.
Dictators. This is a president that is acting like a dictator. This is a president who is ignoring the rule of law and siding with lawbreakers.
This is a president now who's demonstrated that he will lie to push through a program.
Once the president tweets it, then it becomes canon. Oh, that's a fact. The president says it's a fact.
He's in love with campaigning. He's going to fundraisers tonight.
He achieved that significant accomplishment earlier today while vacationing in Florida on your dime.
This president and the people around him are convinced that God has anointed him to fix everything in one fell swoop. That's not how American politics work. That's not how life works.
This is a president who has become known, I think, to the public as a blamer.
He never makes any concessions. He always treats his opponents as though they're enemies.
We have a president who can never admit he's wrong. He's so insecure and vain at the same time.
He doesn't realize that the president has that power to set a tone. Other people follow it.
What he's really trying to do is to divide the country and to get his people to turn out to vote.
He simply doesn't like being mocked. Maybe he's a little thin-skinned.
I've been saying, Mr. President, put your pants on. Sit at the table, man up.
Skip the trash talk. It only diminishes the office of the president.
If you want to work with somebody, you don't call them names.
This is a very quick and easy, cheap way to score political points. But it's a terrible, corrosive way for a president of the United States to govern a country.
Why don't you talk in an aspirational way to people and be more positive and more uplifting?
Mr. President, you need to stop acting like a schoolyard bully and start acting like the leader of the free world.
Mr. President, everyone is laughing at us.
You're like a schoolyard bully. No one's afraid of you. Putin sure as hell isn't.
Hey, Democrats, you might want to think twice before impeaching President Trump. See, a careful reading of the Constitution shows that there's a lot to think about before you go down a very dangerous, risky, and downright insane path. Remember, after Republicans impeached Bill Clinton, his approval rating shot to 1,000,000,000%. Newt Gingrich was burned at the stake, and George W. Bush was only allowed 2 terms. Ooh, here's an idea. Do your very own Democrat investigations instead. You never know. You might find something that Mueller's 19 lawyers, 500 witnesses, 2,800 subpoenas, and 500 search warrants didn't find. There was no collusion, which means it's no big deal. The president welcomed a hostile foreign power to attack our democracy and tried to derail the investigation. So forget about impeachment. Be smart, safe, and stick to your re-election plans. What's a little high crimes and misdemeanors among election rivals, huh? This free advice for Democrats brought to you by the law offices of Barr, Giuliani, and Sekulow.
Democrats have become the party of crime.
It's true.
You know, in California, if you shoot a bald eagle, they put you in jail for 5 years. And yet the windmills wipe them all out. It's true. It's true. It's true. It's true.
Much better than Obamacare. We're going to have a phenomenal health care.
It's indescribable. Nothing can stop it.
The party of great health care.
How can it be stopped? Mob hysteria sweeps one city. Before long, the nation and then the world could fall before the blood-curdling threat of the mob.
The windmills.
A journey into sound.
Volume, pump up the volume.
Inside my hand, so I dig into my pocket, all my money spent, so I get deep up, still coming up with lint, so I start my mission, leave my residence, thinking how could I get some dead presidents, I need money, I used to be a stick up kid, so I think of all the devious things I did. I used to roll up, this is a hole up, ain't nothing funny, stop smiling, you still don't nothing move but the money, but now I learn to earn cause I'm righteous, I feel great, so maybe I might just search for a 9 to 5, if I strive, then maybe I'll stay alive, so I walk up the street, whistling this, feeling out of place, cause man do I miss, a pen and a paper, a stereo, a taper, me and Eric being a nice big plate of this, which is my favorite dish, but without no money, it's still a wish. Cause I don't like to dream about getting paid, so I dig into the books of the rhymes that I made.
So now it's a test to see if I got pulled. Hit the studio, cause I'm paid in full.
Volume, pump up the volume.
Wait a minute, you better talk to my mother.
I wanna meet your ex so I can be them and have a daughter and be a teacher and never follow and be a leader. And baby girl, I still see ya. But when I put that daddy, baby, daddy, papa, show she girl, I told her cause her eyes offended, jump, she out of yours. I still call ya, whichever way you want it, baby girl, it's on ya. I got the money, you got the problems, so I can solve it. But I still need ya, I still see ya. And that's okay, baby, I'm a nigga cheater. Yeah, most of them either she's a visa. That right, hell yeah. Anyways, we can get them moving on the dance floor, no choice.
Let me move on. I can say very surely I did not discuss this.
Will you recuse yourself from those investigations?
No.
Senator Richard Blumenthal, who you saw there questioning, joins me now. What was your takeaway from that exchange with the Attorney General?
My takeaway was, number one, the Attorney General is indeed continuing to block and tackle for the White House. Number two, he was completely disingenuous in saying he couldn't recall conversations with the White House. That's exactly the kind of conversation an attorney general recalls and, in fact, memorializes. I want to see the records. And number three, I think Attorney General Barr's credibility was shattered yesterday, and he needs to resign.
I want to ask you this maximalism question. You've called for him to resign, as many of your colleagues have, which I should note is a thing that you don't do about everyone. It's not like everyone's running around saying that, you know, Alex Azar needs to resign. Do you understand yourself as locked into a constitutional deathmatch with the president at this point?
There certainly right now is a constitutional confrontation. It's a slow-moving conflagration that has to be taken to the courts. We need to present this case to the court through a contempt citation. That's the right way to do it. We also need to present this case to the American people. As Lucy McBath said, she needs to go to the people of Georgia in her district. I need to go to the people of Connecticut. All of us across the country need to present this case to the American people, because ultimately they're the ones who decide.
Thoughts can kill.
This is a journey into sound.
WCOM LPFM Chapel Carborough 103.5 Micropower Radio. Radio. I'm Dr. Furious, rocking out here with Flume there in the background. Crazy new cool mixtape. Hi, this is Flume. Just came out. We've also been playing some other fun stuff. Old school Rakim and new stuff. Like this Flume and new Jid and other fun music we've been rocking out here. Celebrating all the cool stuff going down in town. Including Shakori Hills Festival. It's coming up this weekend. I want to say thanks to the folks there who helped bring cool, fun, local music to the area. Chatham County, where Furious is from. And then also, of course, we had this awesome Moog Fest last weekend, which we gave away some tickets to this two lucky listeners.
Jungle Juice Music.
And then we also had the Dream Fest the week before, which was awesome. So anyway, all the folks who helped bring all this cool, incredibly inspiring music, I appreciate it because not only do I get to dance in here in the studio every week, bobbing my head, rocking out here in front of the mixer, but we also get to have fun rocking out with in town with some other cool stuff that is clearly head bobbing material. So I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing late in the late night. I'm here with DJ Eddie Abbey. You can learn more about our show and all the old shows at furiousg.blogspot.com. And you'll hear about some of the potentially offensive stuff that maybe some members of the listening audience should be wary of. Forewarned. And then also we're going to tease the big orange bully and talk about some of the craziness going down in the world. I appreciate you listening to Micropower Radio. Give us a call here. And if you have any requests or questions, deep thoughts, 919 actually, 246-9639. 246-9639. Give us a call here at the studio. Or, of course, just doing what you're doing, however you happen to be doing it right now. If you're driving around in the area, this is some hopefully some fun road trip instrumentals. A little soundtrack to your road show. Or maybe you're on the internet, which we tried to blast out as far as we can. Looks like there's some bunch of live listeners and also folks who pull us down at furiousg.blogspot.com, where we've got stuff loaded up at A-Infos Radio. So all those folks who make it happen, including DJ Smoothness, who helps rock out the studio. Thanks for helping make the equipment work and all the DJs. I had fun this weekend with DJ Buck Rooster. We were going all this fun, cool music. And then most of all, DJ Charlie Char and DJ ACA, most loyal listeners, and everyone else out there. Thanks for listening to Micropower Radio. Furious.
You know, on your computer, there's like an undo function. You can just like edit undo. I felt like just that video, we have to, you know, he's only been in the race like 7 minutes, but that video was an edit undo campaign, right? I want to, the whole entirety of it was Trump is the problem. Trump is the problem. And I think Trump is a really big problem. That said, I think Trump is the kind of problem that is a symptom. Right, Trump. Mm-hmm. Trump is a boil on your body that is actually a clue that you have a really big problem. You have some disease that you haven't gotten diagnosed.